You're listening to Real World News. Water.
Around 70 villages from Puno, Cusco, and Madre de Dios departments in Peru would have to leave their territories if 500 electric plants are built as part of an energy agreement signed by the Peruvian and Brazilian governments. This would happen if Alan Garcia's administration grants EGASUR, based on Brazilian capital, a concession to build a power plant and a reservoir covering over 37 hectares, according to a report published by news agency Interpress Service. The article, called Brazilian Dam Would Put Peruvian Jungle Underwater, quotes a study carried out by the Civil Society for the Construction of the Puno Transoceanic Highway, which estimates that in that region the project will affect 10,000 people. EGASUR is a Brazilian consortium made up by the private OAS Group and the Brazilian government's Eletrobras Furnas, and has announced its plans to invest over $4 billion to build the Inambari Dam. In response to the threat of irreversible environmental damages in one of the richest areas of the continent in terms of biodiversity, the Peruvian communities that will be displaced expressed their concern, among other things, because of the fact that the energy produced by these plants will be used in Brazil. Community Radio Juliaca from Puno gathered the testimonies of the local population, who estimate that 80% of the energy generated will be used in Brazil. They also said that this country has a negative record in terms of these joint projects, for instance, the Itaipu Dam shared with Paraguay. The leaders said that so far neither the company nor the governments have explained how the displaced communities are going to be relocated and how compensations will be paid. In Puerto Manoa, one of the first towns in Puno slated for relocation, graffiti seems to shout no to the Inambari project. Signs on houses, most made of wood planks with zinc roofs, make the residents' opposition clear, according to IPS.
You're listening to Real World News.